I haven't seen any evidence or heard any evidence that that's going to make a significant difference in people's water bills. And I actually heard to the contrary.
She said she thinks only about 10% of those complaining about inexplicably high water bills might benefit. Today's vote did away with the most severe aspects of a billing system that penalizes water users who consume to excess. The tiered billing system charged the heaviest users $16.38 for every 748 gallons of water used, and those in the second highest tier paid just under $11 for the same amount. Mulhern said she doesn't believe everyone whose water bill increased by 2 to 10-fold used enough water to fall into those tiers in the first place.
And it's not just the 500 complaints that we're talking about, but their own accounting told us there had been 6,000 total water bills that were more than 100% of their average for the previous year.
Council Chair Tom Scott said he'd like to know how many people were billed in the top two tiers and how that compares with the number of complaints.
While we are addressing one component of the problem, I want to make sure that we continue to look at some other issues, but it would be helpful if we had that information to know just what how many people have been affected by the top two tiers that we have.
Scott, who's running for mayor, added that he talks to people daily about their exorbitant water bills. He said one city water customer's high bill was apparently the result of an incorrectly installed usage meter.
He said her water meter was put in backwards, almost a $900 bill for November, and they came out and found no leaks.
Councilmember Charlie Miranda said the entire system needs to be examined.
So I think we have a combination of many. Some were never put in the system and have it. Some, the meters are faulted, and I have evidence of that, I believe. And some, possibly, they were misread, miscalculated, and the whole system needs a complete overhaul. This is not a transmission problem. This is an engine problem.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio ordered the emergency meeting to scrutinize the utility's billing practices. Tampa Public Works Director Steve Dagno said a city task force charged with auditing the Tampa Water Department's billing protocol is looking at every aspect of the process.
From the beginning, from how the meters were they put in properly, from is the meter functioning properly, is the meter being read properly, is the results of that being entered into the MSS, which is our software system, properly? Are the bills being spit out properly? That whole system is being looked at.
Some council members say they may call for an independent review of the utility's billing practices if the audit results are not satisfactory. The city has already investigated some of the high water bill complaints. Dagno has insisted for weeks that every customer's bill spike can be traced to a unique set of circumstances.
We are finding that each case is a different situation. We aren't finding the meter was put in backwards at every place, but we're finding it at the case that Chairman Scott has. So as we go house to house, we're finding different situations, and we're correcting them, and we're making them right, both, again, at the meter, throughout the system. We want to be able to bill and know and have the confidence that we're billing properly.
Tampa resident Albert Carswell said his bill jumped inexplicably last October.
My water bill normally usually average under $50 a month, you know. And even if I had a double month, because sometimes I pay my bill every other month, you know, because it's so low, you know. And all of a sudden, my bill jumped up to $287 and $307, you know, for the month. So I don't know what's happening. I don't have any leaks.
Carswell said his complaint pales in comparison to other cases he's read about. He added that he doesn't think abolishing the top two billing tiers will do much in the way of solving the problem.
Well, suspending the top two tiers is not going to do anything for the person that's using small amounts of water. It's only going to help either commercial or people that's using high volumes of water.